Hello, everyone, and welcome to the December 26th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for December 26th to January 1st and beyond? Violence has been in the news a lot lately. Mars is the main planet of force and violence. Mars is also a fiery planet, a quality it shares with Ketu, one of the eclipse points. Both have a fiery quality. So, when they are conjunct, as they have been for the past couple of weeks, there's a high potential for violence and incendiary events. And since Mercury began a retrograde phase just recently, there's also a high potential for accidents. For example, the horrific blast at the Mexican fireworks factory last Tuesday, which killed nearly 36 people. On December 25th to 26th, Mars was exactly conjunct Ketu, making the holiday weekend especially hazardous. A Russian military plane with most of Russia's army choir went down in the Black Sea, killing all 92 on board. Mars and Ketu delivered some violence by way of Mother Nature as well. A powerful typhoon hit the Philippines on Christmas Day, and the same day there was a 7.7 earthquake off the coast of Chile. Mars now passes Ketu and next encounters Neptune, the irrational planet of illusion and delusion. At the end of this week, on Saturday, December 31st, Mars will be exactly conjunct Neptune at 15 degrees Aquarius. The planet of actions and the planet of fantasy is not a healthy combination. Note that Neptune is also the planet that represents intoxication, and this is on New Year's Eve. Since Neptune represents the imaginary and the non-rational, and Mars is the planet of violence, Mars plus Neptune creates the energy for confused actions, which can become accidents. So, be extra careful driving back from that New Year's party. Neptune's irrational quality added to Mars's energy of violence also equals irrational violence. And since Aquarius is the sign of social revolution, this same combination can energize the rebellious types, prompting them to swing into action. Venus changes signs this week, moving from Capricorn to Aquarius on Wednesday, December 28th. The planet of relationship, harmony, devotion, and pleasures is now going to be in the sign of group actions and social idealism for the next 6 weeks. This can be a good thing for progressive causes, humanitarian actions, and so forth. While in Aquarius, Venus joins up with Ketu and Neptune, two other idealistic energy factors, which will further heighten the Aquarius desire for social utopia. But Ketu's fiery energy combined with Venus can make things hard to control, extreme, even chaotic. Ketu's idealism brings dissatisfaction with the way things are, putting at risk Venus significations like romance, agreement, and even causing dissolution. Venus also will be combining with Mars, already transiting in this sign since early December. Thus, the two gender planets combine their energies for the next few weeks. Venus plus Mars equals passion. This passion gets added to the idealism of Ketu and Neptune in the sign known for sacrifice for furthering social causes. Problem is, this passion for social cause is available to anybody with a vision. Mars's influence on Venus causes significations of Venus, like romance and agreement, to suffer. For the past week, and continuing through all of January, Jupiter is directly opposite Uranus. The exact opposition is today, December 26th. Both are at 26 degrees of their respective signs. Jupiter is at 26 degrees Virgo. Uranus is at 26 degrees Pisces. Uranus is stationary, in other words, appearing to be motionless in the heavens, at the end of its retrograde period. Stationary planets are extra strong for effects. Both Jupiter and Uranus are moving very slowly, so these two planets are mutually aspecting, in other words, mutually influencing each other, over the next few months. Uranus is the planet of freedom and independence, the planet of rebels and revolutionaries. Therefore, Uranus causes disruption to whatever it influences. Jupiter is considered to be the great benefic, in other words, bringing good energy to whatever it influences. So, Uranus gains from the influence of benefic Jupiter. Thus, the rebels get encouraged or gain some advantage. Jupiter, on the other hand, can suffer from the impact of Uranus, the planet of beliefs, being pressured by the planet of the unconventional, threatens everyone's sacred cows. Jupiter opposed by Uranus is also the planet of law, being impacted by the planet of lawlessness. Note that this is happening at the same time as Mars, planet of violence, combines with Ketu and Neptune, signifying chaos and the irrational in Aquarius, the sign of social idealism. This double combination will still be in play as the new year begins. Also this week, there will be a new moon, early on the morning of December 29th, that's Thursday, at 13 degrees Sagittarius. Note that the birth of the lunar month is in near exact conjunction with retrograde Mercury, which means that the retrograde effects of the planet of rational thinking and communications will be strengthened for the rest of its retrograde phase. This will be the Hindu lunar month Pushya, named for Pushyami, the nakshatra of the full moon, which will be on January 12th, except that this year the full moon falls in Purnavasu, the previous lunar sign. Purnavasu is good for going back over things. In other words, it implies failure at first, followed by success on the second attempt. This is something like the energy of retrograde Mercury, that is, delayed results. So, something to keep in mind for the coming weeks. Okay, that'll do it for today's report. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.